and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammerlock.
Everybody's doing it. Hello, friends. Chris Things here. Chris Things Brian of the Wrestling Art with Chris Things podcast. We're here again for another week of chats. This time, another one of solo chats. Yes, normally on this show, I'll be either chopping it up with some buddies, talking about some of my favorite wrestling and illustrations and such, or sometimes I talk to other wrestling artists out there that I'm currently actually trying to line up another one of those interviews that I think you guys will hopefully enjoy. But some of these times I just ramble on in your ears, just on my lonesome. Because living in Australia, it can be difficult to coordinate guests sometimes. So that's what we got here. We've got another one of these solo shows in lieu of, not having a podcast at all this week. But I've had some things happening recently, and I had some wonderful chats at the Brisbane Illustration Fair over this past weekend that got me thinking about some stuff that I wanted to say on this little old podcast. Before I forget, I do want to just tell everyone that Brisbane Illustration Affair, a two-day weekend, big old weekend, was absolutely incredible. It was just such a marvelous time. Met so many wonderful people, both talking about the art, talking about the Brisbane art and illustration scene. It was beyond wholesome, and also getting to do it and seeing all these other rad artists that I was surrounded with. Got to connect and catch up a little bit with some of my other Brisbane art scene pals. Got to have a lovely catch up with Gabby, Gabby Vines Art. If anyone wants to check that out, just amazing work. Hang on, let me get the thing right here. What have we got here? Yeah, I got it right. Gabrielle Vines Art on Instagram. Pretty wild when the memory actually works. Such a nice time. But I, had just a crazy good event. I sold a bunch of wrestling art, which made me so happy. It's a lot of the time to people who not even necessarily wrestling fans, but also some big time wrestling fans, so that was just absolutely wonderful. So massive thank you to anyone who might be listening to this from having met me at the Brisbane Illustration Fair. Massive thank you for everyone's support of that event. So good. I've got a busy remainder coming up where I've just locked in. So I'm going to do a record store market in Nambour, which is a tiny town near where I live up here in Montville, in the hills of the Sunshine Coast. So old little town, and I have no expectations on what this is going to be like. I'm hoping it'll just be a fun little chill time. We get to have some fun little chats and maybe catch up on some drawing, see how we go. So the cool thing about doing all these events is you just have so many different ones in terms of scale, from like some really big events right down to tiny little ones where I might only make like one sale in an entire day, but you just keep doing it you know, you just, this is the life. And I honestly have got to the point now where I really enjoy it. You know, I really enjoy setting my stuff up and hawking my wares and putting myself out there and just having some really nice chats about art that is incredibly niche. but, you know, I enjoy it. I think it, especially for myself, I get energy from others, and a lot of the time living up here in the hills, it can be a little bit on the isolating side. So I think it can be just so good to fill that cup back up by getting to chat to a whole bunch of people. I mean, I guess that's why I do this podcast at the end of the day as well. After that, I've got a big old following week where I'm going to do a double header where I do Lucha Fantastica's Brisbane show at the Inns Hill Hotel on the Friday night, which last time was just absolutely insane and wonderful. And then this time round, I am backing it up by doing the Great Artist Market at Fallon's Barrel Hall the following day, which just, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, survive. But then on top of that, I thought, that's not enough. The day after that, maybe I could do a wrestling club at the Scratch. So that is going to be a big old weekend, but I'm looking forward to it. And I've already got some ideas about what I'm going to play for a next wrestling club, you know, wacky, eclectic wrestling watching evening. I've sort of been building up certain things on the previous event, so I think we've got to do it here. But anyway, we'll see how we go with that. But yeah, it's a busy time. And then as I get into, you know, later October and November, I have, you know, some other events. So it's a busy time of year, but I enjoy it nonetheless. But yeah, when I was at the illustration fair the other day, I got thinking about, like, the actual making side of my art. You know, because one of the cool things is you have a lot of conversations with people where they ask, you know, like, oh, how did you make this? Like, what is your process? Blah, 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 blah. And one of the things that came back to me that I noticed myself saying, like, over and over again, and something that when I think about it, it's actually really important to me as an artist, is the hand-generated element of what I do. So for all of my my art and illustration, and no matter what I'm doing, I'll always start by hand, you know, regardless of whether that's like an actual physical painting, like an acrylic painting or a watercolor painting, or whether it's like a, you know, like an ink painting or whatever it might be, or even like my, you know, like digital illustration. So a lot of people, like, I think it's pretty standard these days, digital, like a lot of people just start on a Wacom in the computer. For me, that never works. Like, I think even when I'm doing those ones that are going to go into the computer and be like colored digitally, it's so important to me that I start pen to paper, and I have that hand generated element to it, because it is the imperfections that you get with that makes it feel me, you know. That's the big difference. And it got me thinking of, you know, like, we live in a day of so many like AI art crap, and I hate AI art so much, like, with all of my soul. It's just AI, when it comes to the creative human industries, is one of the worst things to ever happen. To take creativity away from humans and to replace it with automation is just, I don't know, just, there's a lot of not so great things that happen as well, but this is one that particularly sticks in my craw. I think it especially was like front of mind for me with the recent news that, like, some sort of like company has built a legit like AI actress that they're looking to get signed by some agency for future movie stuff. And I outside of loving wrestling and loving art, I love film. I love historical film. I love niche obscure film. I love B-grade film. I love auteur filmmakers. Like going to the movies just on my own is one of my favorite things in the world to do. And I try to do it as much as I can and see interesting, different type of stuff. Shout out to the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, One Battle After Another, one of the greatest films I have ever seen. I enjoyed the heck out of that. But yeah, man, like just thinking about like the idea that an actor can be replaced by a automated AI bot just blows my mind. And you know, it got me thinking about the reason why I do what I do when it comes to my art. It's because the human component is so important. So I think as artists, like our goal has maybe changed over time a little bit. Like it wasn't that long ago when an artist's ultimate goal was to just create something as realistic as possible, and then the camera came about and I think that changed a lot of people's perception to be like, all right, well maybe we're just not trying to recreate an image because a camera can do that, but it's about like the artist's reinterpretation of how they see that thing, and your particular lens. And you know, and I think that's sort of like, you know, tweaked over time. And again, we had innovations in things like Photoshop and, digital art and a lot of that kind of thing. And, I don't have anything against digital art. I feel like whatever the tools we use to make what we're looking to make is whatever. But to me, you need to retain a human component out of that. And you know, a lot of people might say, hey, isn't that just what AI art is? It's just you using it as a tool to create. And I don't know. For me, no, absolutely not. Like, I guess at the end of the day, as someone who, you know, puts a lot of love into this, and this is a big part of my life, and, you know, the human creativity part of it and putting your love and your hands-on experience into it, you know, being so much a key part about that creativity and that craftsmanship, like it just breaks my heart to see people kind of like using this sort of automated shortcut and then acting like it's the same thing. I mean, it's definitely in my financial interest that hope that people don't see it as the same thing. Otherwise, like, I'm screwed. But, you know, if I'm being real, I really do think that, you know, regardless of these advances and how easy it is for people to, you know, like, generate something based on some keywords of, you know, different, like, visuals and referencing different stuff, like, it's never going to be the same as if someone just made that. So that's where I'm kind of like, I always think there will always be a place for human creativity, and there will always be people who see the value in that. So, yeah, I didn't necessarily intend this to just become like a AI art rant, but I guess more so what I'm looking to say is just sort of, for me, I have a real passion for the things that are slightly not quite right, the things that are a little bit off, but that's what shows that it is human and shows that it is real. And I think that's a really integral part of my art. When I was talking to a lot of people the other day, and it kind of reminded me, you know, sometimes you have to kind of be reminded of these things that are important values that you hold. And you look at, like, the body of work that you've made, and for me, I look at it and I'm like, okay, everything that I do, it is important that I try to, like, embrace those imperfections. So, yeah. Well, it's It's my TED Talk today, guys. Oh, boy. Yeah, man. It's a weird thing being an artist in the current world where so much stuff is changing. You know, where the value, the perceived value of a lot of people of art and making pretty pictures like I do is maybe changing. Like, I also know that, you know, with the economic state of the world, it's like the first thing people can't afford is sort of, you know, those niceties like art. So when you got bills to pay, when you got to just struggle to get food on the table, you're not necessarily paying for art. You know, when you have mortgage repayments or rent you or anything like that. But, you know, the one thing I do think there's a realness to, regardless of what struggle you're going through, these are the nice little things about life that can make you smile and make it that little bit easier to get on through it. So I'm proud of what I do, and I'm proud to make art, and I'm proud to make something that hopefully can be in someone's home and they look out on a not great day and it brings them a little smile. That's all I try to do. This is Chris Things Art. Oh man, I don't know where to go from here. Well, I just wanted to make sure to come on here, say hello to y'all, thank everyone who supports, thank all my wonderful clients who get me to do the things, and just say how much I enjoy doing it. Like, that process that I was talking about of like sitting down with my little drawing book, whatever it is, and, you know, drawing up my favorite wrestling match or some obscure wrestling photo or someone's dog or whatever it might be, it always makes me happy to do. And that's one of my other things I keep coming back to. You always got to enjoy the making part and enjoy the process. And try to remind yourself that the reason you do this is because you love it. So, yeah. I look forward to seeing anyone of y'all that I can at any of those future events that I mentioned earlier. christhings.com.au/events is a place where you can see all the things that I have coming up. I also have a current group show that I'm part of in Mexico City that I'm absolutely delighted to be a part of. Thanks again to the great Puerto Veritas for having me there. You can check out all the details. But yeah, I've got a busy little while coming up. But I, at this point, I guess I'm not afraid of the hustle. So I will do everything that I can to keep this being a thing, because I love doing it. Thank you so much again to everyone who supports, everyone who makes a purchase, everyone who commissions me to make something. You guys are the real ones. Really appreciate you. If anyone would like to have a gander at the things, christhings.com.au is the place to go, along with Chris Things on Instagram, so you can keep up on all of my stuff. And yeah, big thank you as well to everyone that supports in any other way that is not financial. I really appreciate that too, and your kind words and sharing and all that good stuff. You know, they're a big part of what keeps me doing this too. So thank you. A big thank you to the great team at Social Suplex as well, socialsuplex.com, the guys that keep the power running here for allowing me to do this podcast. home of this podcast, as well as a variety of other rad, interesting wrestling podcasts out there, from One Nation Radio to Keeping It Strong Style, the New Japan podcast. We've got Tunnel Talk, we've got Trish and Sarah podcast, Imps WWE Adventure, All Things Elite. Whole bunch of cool things up there. So if you want some wrestling podcasts in your life, that is the place I'd go for it. At the moment, in terms of my wrestling watching, I'm pretty well really just centered in on Noah and CMLL, for those who might be wondering. Noah, I'm trying to slowly make my way catching up from 2024 of last year. I am in about June of 2024, so I really am getting to the point where I'm like, there is no hope on getting all caught up. I should just jump forward to the current stuff that looks cool. You know, Kenta being back in Noah, you know, the great rise of Ozawa. A lot of interesting stuff going on in Noah these days, but you know, I'm still enjoying the stuff of where I'm at in June of 2024. We're about to get Naomichi Marufuji versus AJ Styles, which I'm very enthused to finally get around to watching. I did want to make a special mention. I was gobsmacked to find out the other day, or yesterday in fact, that Go Shiozaki appears to be leaving Noah once again. That just floored me. The man, I am Noah. I just can't even think of it, like the dude who represented Noah in such a big way for so long. Finally leaving the ship. We don't know where he's going to go as I record this, but man, it's funny. I only just watched that like Noah 20th anniversary match and then had that for my match of the week the other week. And I was saying how much, you know, Go Shiozaki kind of represents all things Noah, which I still agree with. But I guess, you know, a big part of it is Noah is changing. It's in flux. Even the Noah today is very different from the Noah of where I'm up to in 2024. So it's a crazy time. I more than anything just hope that he finds a new home for his style of professional wrestling, and he keeps getting to pursue that to his heart's content. Because as I mentioned, if we're not getting happiness out of what we're doing, why are we doing it? The other thing I'm watching is a lot of Arena Mexico, CMLL, Arena Coliseo, on that CMLL fancy tier YouTube subscription. Yep, we had to bump it up for the anniversary show the other month, so I'm trying to get the most out of that, and I'd highly recommend the same to anyone else who might be in the same boat. Try to watch all those Coliseo shows that you possibly can. Next thing I'm going to watch is that there's an amazing sounding Blue Panther versus Ultimo Guerrero matches. That's top of my list. I also want to watch the Grand Prix, a few different things, but I will watch that. I'll let you know, you guys know what I think. Man, all these years, I still love watching wrestling a whole bunch. All right, I think that brings us to a close. Thank you for listening to my rambling nonsense. I appreciate whoever is devoted enough to do such things. You guys rock. I hope you have a wonderful week. Until I speak to you next time, this has been Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am Chris Things. Enjoy.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.